Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You know, if one was trying to, you know, read into that, one could take that as shade. What's up? What's going on? Good morning and welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. Well, good morning or good afternoon or good night, depending on when you're listening. But this podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here's where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
It is Monday, brand new week, brand new things to talk about, plus a few updates. We have NBA YoungBoy, who just dropped a compilation tape, Never Broke Again, Volume 1. Just fresh off of their reunion, Drake and Kanye West are going to be doing a concert out in LA. Saweetie has dropped a new single, and she performed on SNL this weekend. Young Dolph's girlfriend has finally spoken out, and his artist still did the charity giveaway he was planning before he passed away, unfortunately. So a lot to get into, but before we get into all of that, definitely make sure you follow the podcast, hit that follow button, hit that subscribe button on whichever app you are listening to us on right now. Thank you. We appreciate it. Now let's get down to it. All right. So let's start off with NBA YoungBoy. Let's start off with some positivity because, you know, this man is putting numbers up. He just dropped a compilation tape, Never Broke Again, Volume 1. And I personally didn't even know NBA YoungBoy had artists, but turns out he has a whole label.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. So news to me this morning or afternoon or night.
Depending on when you're listening. Yeah, so he's got a few different artists. He got a partnership with Motown Records. Yes, the legendary label, Motown. And in this compilation tape, you have features from Big B, RJ, No Cap, Meechie Baby, P Youngin, Ro J, Herm, Quando Rondo. So the only one of those names I know is Quando Rondo. So I clearly got to do my research on the Never Broke Again squad. But yes, he has all of these different artists, and they're releasing the first two singles, which are going to be Pure Dope. That one's with Meechie Baby, Ro J, MLP, and RJ. And then you got Tweet Bird, which is from NBA YoungBoy himself. So the man is out here working, man. He's been out of jail 2 days and already got a compilation tape out. We love to see it.
Yeah, love to see them back working once they get out. So good for him. With this deal, it allows YoungBoy to remain on Atlantic Records, though, as a solo artist. But he's able to put this compilation through Motown. So it's pretty dope.
That's good. Sound like some good business for YoungBoy over there. We love it. Yeah, because ain't no way he was leaving Atlantic. I'll tell you that much. All those numbers he putting up over there, there's no way in the world he was going to do a deal where he was not going to be on Atlantic. So, all right, that's good to hear. Now, let's talk about Drake and Kanye West, because it looks like they just got cool about 2-3 days ago, and now they're already putting on a concert together. Yeah, so we know that Jay Prince set up the whole reunion with them. First, he met with Kanye. Then we saw Kanye at Drake's house while Dave Chappelle was performing. It was a very fast reunion. Now they're doing a concert in honor of Larry Hoover. Well, a benefit concert to try and raise awareness towards getting Larry Hoover out of prison. Now, if you don't know who Larry Hoover is, he founded the Gangsta Disciples gang based in Chicago. He's doing a couple different about 6 life sentences right now for murder, amongst other things. But they're like, nah, we want Hoover back on the streets. We want him back in the community. So now that's what Drake and Kanye are coming together to do this concert for.
Yeah, Kanye shared the official flyer for the concert on Instagram. He posted it this past weekend. And it's going down December 9th at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. and he wrote God's plan. So a little play on Drake's lingo. So
see, you know, if one was trying to, you know, read into that, one could take that as shade.
Low key, I could see that.
It could be Kanye. You know, it could be Kanye on his praise the Lord vibes that he be on. It could. Or it could be shade if I wanted to really read deep into that. But, you know, we're not going to get into conspiracy deep dives today. We're just going to give them straight facts of what's happening. So, yeah, Drake also posted the flyer. He kept it real cute. He put the little, you know, thankful hands emojis as the caption for when he posted the flyer. Again, one could read into that. You know, he seems like he's very much keeping it distant. He's keeping it cordial, but keeping it distant with Kanye. I can see that. But yeah, so he also posted it showing, you know, they're both showing support for it. And yeah, this concert is really happening. Like when I tell you I was shocked to see this, because I'm like, okay, so this really is a Jay Prince thing. Like this, you can tell because it's just like we haven't heard, at least I haven't heard Drake say anything about Larry Hoover prior to this. Maybe I've heard Kanye speak on it once or twice, but with Jay Prince being involved now, it's like a whole campaign. So it makes sense to me why this is happening. Like I see why this is happening.
Yeah, I see it too. It is kind of interesting, but I mean, I guess I give credit to Jay Prince for really bringing this together. Yes,
and I have to bring up a tweet from someone. I want to give her proper credit because she said this. Okay, so it looks like her name is Roy Kent, but she's at It's Me White Man. First of all, that username. But she said, we got to get Jay Prince on the student loan crisis. Hello, because this man can make anything happen, all right? Because wasn't he the one that stopped the Pusha T and Drake beef from proceeding any further than it was going to proceed? Like, I remember that. I remember Pusha T saying it was going to be a surgical summer. He said he had more receipts. He said it was there was possibilities that this was going beyond music. I remember Drake saying that as well. And then they were like, oh, Jay Prince told us to chill. And then it was chill after that. I mean, Pusha T still sounds like he doesn't like Drake, but it was pretty much, you know, no more diss records were put out. No more interviews were being done about it. Like, Jay Prince shut that whole thing down. He shut the Drake and Kanye thing down. What else can Jay Prince do? Like, get him on this student loan crisis like Roy Kent said.
Please, we need it. We need it so bad.
I'm telling you, man. But yes, the Drake and Kanye concert, I'm hoping that it's live streamed as well so we can all view it, because I won't be in LA for that. But I do want to see it. So hopefully, you know, it'll be live streamed. And if not, you know, we'll be able to watch it on IGTV and everybody's Instagram stories as usual, as any other concert.
Right, exactly.
All right, now let's talk about Saweetie. You know, Mrs. Keeps a Bag, Mrs. Diamante keeps a opportunity and a look and a venture going on. She just put out a brand new single.
Yep, her new single is called Icy Chain, and she dropped it before her performance on Saturday Night Live as well this past weekend.
If Never Not Working was a person, right, it would be Saweetie. Every time I turn around, she's doing something else. And I'm so impressed by this because it never looks like a reach or a stretch. Like, it don't look like, well, why is she doing that? Or is she doing too much? She not, like, it's always something that's like, oh, no, that's on brand. She should be doing that. That's it. Who's her team?
Yeah, really. Like, I need to get on the team or something because they're just going in.
Yes. So her performance was really cute too on SNL. She had this like bright red hair going on, yet the whole aesthetic was her whole icy thing. So that was a cute performance. She's still working on the breath control. Still working on the dancing, because it's the choreography with the rapping at the same time that be getting the girls. So I really understand, because first of all, the stairs be kicking my behind. So I can understand why one would be out of breath trying to rap and do the choreography. So you could tell she's still working on that. But overall, I thought it was a good performance. I like the song. I think the song is cute. Like, I really do enjoy Saweetie's music. I enjoy all these ventures she has going on. I love to see that. I love to see her keeping a bag rolling in. And I think she just always is involved in the right opportunities and the right projects. So shouts to Saweetie.
Yeah, big shout out to Sweetie. And some other things she has going on is she did receive the Best New Artist Award at the MTV VMA stage. She also secured a spot on Issa Rae and Halle Berry's Insecure and Bruised album. So the soundtracks for that.
Keeps a venture, keeps a project, and keeps a bag. How you on Insecure and you on Halle Berry soundtrack? Come on, man. Sweetie right. is having the best year ever.
She really is. I gotta give it up to her.
I do, man. All right, now we got to get into the tear-jerking news. So we do have updates with the Young Dolph situation. One big thing was that his wife slash girlfriend slash partner, she finally spoke out and said something. Well, not finally, because it's really actually pretty soon. But yeah, she finally, she did hop on Instagram and make a statement. Or just a quick post, not even a real statement, but a quick post.
Yeah, I think she posted it to her IG story, maybe. But she said, thank you to everyone for all of your prayers, love, support, calls, messages. I may not see them all, but when my eyes are not full of tears, I catch a few. Nonetheless, all the genuine positive vibes, energy, and prayers are welcome because Lord knows I need them.
Yeah, that was really sad to read. I saw when she posted that on her story, and I was just like, man, you just hate that in scenarios like this, like so that somebody really has to go through that. She has to go through that. Her children have to go through that. It's just very, very sad. And then immediately after she posted that, she posted like a little video from the other week. It was like November 6th, I think. Yeah, it was a video from November 6th, and it was Young Dolph with his daughter. And they were working out together. His daughter was trying to do sit-ups, and he was holding her feet and counting them off. Just a really cute video. And she was just like, how am I going to tell my babies that their dad's never coming back? Like, and just grappling with that idea of having to tell your young children that, and seeing like whether or not they even really know what that means, and seeing how upset they're going to be from that while you're already dealing with all the sadness that you already have going on from this loss. It's just a lot to deal with, man. And I feel like people just need to think about that when they are doing these things, like these senseless acts that don't really benefit you. Like, I asked the question when I was talking to one of my friends about this. I'm like, okay, so you do this, you kill Young Dolph, right? Like, do you win money for this? Like, do you get an opportunity? Do you think you're going to get a level of notoriety from this? Like, or is this past beef? Like, what is it? Like, what is the gain? What's the end goal? That's what I be wanting to know. Like, nothing is going to make it right, but what is the end goal? And when I think about it, like, when I can never come up with an answer that's going to be like, oh yeah, I see why you did that. Like, and it's just, when I see the family post something like this, it just cements that even further. Like, wow, this was really senseless.
Yeah, like, what really be the motive, especially like when it comes to people that get killed that we actually like and there's no really bad to the community. Like, I saw a post where, you know, no shade or whatever, but someone was like, 6ix9ine is still walking, but Young Dolph is gone. Like, y'all be really picking the wrong people if y'all going to do something. But, you know, no shade to 6ix9ine or whatever. Don't wish death on nobody.
I'm just saying, man. Kyle Rittenhouse was right there. He was there.
Right.
He was there. I'm just saying. If y'all going to pick and choose.
Yeah. Pick someone that, like, we all don't like. Like, not just you don't like.
But, yeah. Either way, though, just seeing that from his partner was just truly, truly sad. And then you also had Key Glock, who put up a post, and I was shocked to hear from him too, because he was like, stop asking me if I'm okay, knowing damn well I'm not. And I thought that was very, very honest. I was just like, wow, like, I'm honestly surprised to hear from either of them, because especially with his partner, like, she's a good one for being able to even get on the phone and type words. Like, I would be somewhere in somebody's corner, balled over, like, inconsolable. And I'm sure she has been having those moments, but like, to even have the wherewithal to get on and address people and say thank you for the prayers and whatnot like that, like, she is a strong one for that, because let me tell you, it's only been a few days, so I know that pain is really, really deep right now. So yeah, her and Key Glock are going through it, as we see.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a couple of details too that they put out about what happened with his case. Like, they put out a photo of the two guys that did it. They were obviously masked up, so you can't see their actual faces. But word on the Instagram, Twitter streets, gossip blog streets, is that people in Memphis do have been able to figure out who one of the guys was. And then you have the car that they used to roll up on him with. They found that and they are investigating that as well. So those are the updates with that. But if there is one at least kind of positive part of the weekend, it is the Thanksgiving turkey drive that went on, which was why he was originally in Memphis. His artist decided to go ahead and continue that despite the fact that, you know, this tragic event happened.
Yes. So members from his Paper Route Empire label, such as Snoop Bands and other supporters, they came together and actually did continue with the turkey drive. And it happened on this past Friday. The community gathered at St. James Missionary Baptist Church, which was located in Young Dolph's childhood neighborhood of Castalia Heights. And they passed out the turkeys to those in need and kept it going.
Definitely shout out to Snoop Bands for that, because I really, really have to commend people like that in situations like these, because no, his girlfriend or wife, whatever she was, cannot come out and do this at this time. No, Key Glock is too down bad. Like, he can't come out and do this at this time. So for other artists that were probably still close, but not as close as like the people that are immediately around him every day, to still have the, you know, strength and positivity to come out and carry on what he was trying to do before he passed, that's amazing. So big, big up to all of his artists, whichever ones were involved in that. That was great.
Yeah, I'd love to see it.
And Snoop Bands posted a video of this on his Instagram, and he put, "The legacy lives on. Long live Flippa. Paper Route business forever, ever." I love that, man. They need to keep that up into the future. I like that. Let's end it on that semi-positive of a just horrible situation. So yes, that is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to us at right now. If you want Apple Podcasts, subscribe there. If you want Spotify, follow us there. Simple as that. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok at Hip Hop DX.
Yes, you can follow us as well. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
Make sure you tap in with us, and we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.